Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon, Patriots Monday. It's another victory Monday for the Pats. 7 in a row, they're 8-2, sitting on top of the AFC. Mike Vrabel speaking now. He says anything, we'll be sure to pass it along. But we've already heard from him post-game yesterday, which you'll hear coming up. We heard from him on the Greg Hill Show. He joins every Patriots Monday. If you missed it, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You could take it with you wherever you go. I was saying, Keith, we already had the Patriots as contenders. A Tier Tuesday last week. Brag. And we had them
top.
On the top tier.
Yeah.
There might be a team or two we need to drop off that tier.
Sure.
Like the Buffalo Bills. So we already had them as contenders. This, to me, was a confirmation that they belong there. Going to Tampa and beating the Bucs 28-23 in a game where they really didn't even play their best. Drake May did not play his best, and I don't say that in a bad way. I don't say that to point out, oh, well, they could have lost here, or they could have lost there, or they should have done this, they should have done that. It's just to say, on the road at Tampa, another high-end team, another quote-unquote contending team, and you beat them on the road just like you beat Buffalo on the road, and you didn't play your best? This wasn't Drake May making individually brilliant plays against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football, where he's like stiff-arming a defender and fighting off getting dragged to the ground and whipping a pass to Stephon Diggs. That wasn't his brilliance. This was, to me, a game where they weren't dialed in and they still won. So, yeah, they're contenders. And, yeah, they could win a Super Bowl this year. I think that's in their range of outcomes. But as an example of people catching up to where we're at, Keith.
Yeah, let's go.
And look, I mean, we were throwing,
confetti parties.
Glitter parties.
Oh, glitter guns, yeah.
For Drake May when he was drafted. So we tend to be ahead of the curve, Keith.
No doubt.
But I guess get up today, and I'm just looking at a screen grab from Mike Reese. Get up is just getting to the point where they're asking, can the Patriots win the division this year?
Like, please. How are you not? How would you not ask
are the
that?
Patriots going to win the AFC East this year? Not the AFC.
Right.
The AFC East is a question this morning on Get Up, which the answer would be, well, now they should.
Yeah.
They have one more game with Buffalo. Even if they drop that,
doesn't
they have
matter.
Margin for error. They only have one other difficult game. It's Baltimore, who currently has a losing record. Yeah, they now should win the division. They should win it.
I don't know how you don't start that conversation when they beat them head-to-head. Now, it doesn't. Your answer might still be the Bills, right? Like at that time, I think a lot of us said, like, that's an awesome win for the Patriots. Let's see how the rest of the season goes. Like, I'm not ready to, you know, say Josh Allen's done or this win is going to – or loss is going to knock them out of it. But then they keep piling up win after win after win, the Patriots do, after that. So you're like, yeah, because that's what was amazing is – their schedule, and everyone's like, well, even if they lose the three tough games, the three games they'll probably be an underdog in. Okay, they're 12-5. Oh, now they won one of those games? So it doesn't mean they can't get tripped up and whatever else. But
in fact, your prediction on Friday was they'll win one of the three hard ones and they'll get tripped up in one of the others and they'll net out at 12 wins.
Which is still way ahead of everybody else. I was taking 10. You took 9. The Vegas over-under was 8.5. People that liked the team were like, hey, maybe they can be 9-8 or 10-7. 9-8, step forward. 10-7, maybe they're the 7th seed. They're the last team in. I even said, being of the year, honestly, a successful season to me would have been be in the hunt, be on the graphic all year long when they show you the standings on TV. Like, be in the mix.
Right,
where
have something to play for in the month of December.
Yeah, like your scoreboard watching. Like, oh, we need the Steelers to lose and then the Patriots, like something like that. Now the conversation is, do they have the MVP, the coach of the year, and could they be the one seed?
Right.
Like, that's, like, legitimate right now. Like, could they be the one seed? Are they Super Bowl contenders? Like, a lot has happened in just 10 weeks.
You said this right off the top of the show, and he is the co-betting favorite with Shane Steichen on DraftKings,
which,
anyway.
Yeah, understandable.
But Drake May is the odds-on favorite, betting favorite right now to win MVP, and Mike Vrabel is the co-favorite as coach of the year. So the discussion might be, do they have the best coach and quarterback in the league?
Yeah. Now, I mean, I would still go with, like, Reed and Mahomes based on history and everything else, but they're 5-4 right now, and if the playoffs started today, that old adage, they would be out. They're not even a current playoff team. So, yeah, like, based on history, it's Reed and Mahomes greater than everybody, any combination you could throw out there. But currently, like, through 10 weeks, it's probably Stafford and McVay and May and Vrabel that you, like, look at. You're like, that's kind of where
it's
at.
Who's playing the best?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing with their win in Tampa. And, again, I don't think they played their best. I think there's a lot they could work on. Drake May's end zone pick was brutal. You know, they had some other questionable decisions.
Well, first drive again, they just allow an easy touchdown right down the field.
Bucks motor right down the field on him to start the game. Like, just about every single team does. It's too easy.
But you remember,
it's 6 plays, 65 yards. Abuka got a 24-yarder. He also got a 21-yard touchdown. Way too easy.
This popped into my head yesterday, first drive. We had this conversation for a while where you're like, if Bryce Young and Spencer Rattler and these guys are going to score on the first drive, you can overcome it because they might run it. Like, they might just not have it. Like, that might be the one drive. Oh, the scripted plays and all this stuff, and they do that. And we all said then, you might not be able to get away with that against Baker Mayfield.
Literally verbatim, right. Word for word, that's what we said. No, I was thinking this too. And
so
it's
then,
like,
they score, and I'm like, all right, well, that obviously wasn't ideal. But if they win this game, we'll be like, all right, it's not ideal, but go ahead and score every first drive if you're going to lock it up after that. And so that was pretty amazing.
That's a good point. Yeah. I said that verbatim numerous times. Yeah. I'm like, maybe you won't bounce back if Baker does that.
Can't do it against Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield or Lamar. Well, against Baker.
And it turns out against Baker, marched right down the field, and then they locked in for most of the rest of the game. And that includes a big turnover on downs late after Drake May threw a brutal pick. It sounded like, listening to Hunter Henry anyway, for sure, people wanted Henderson to slide there. Even though he looked at the sideline, people wanted Henderson to slide on that long touchdown run.
Yeah.
At least Hunter Henry said, we got to learn from it. So I don't know how else to take it.
No, I know.
When he joined,
like,
us earlier.
I guess, what is the right play there? Because you're up 5.
I thought in real time, I was fine with him scoring. I wanted him to score.
Me too.
I didn't want him to slide.
Yeah.
And I had no bets. I had nothing in
fantasy. No, same. I was thinking score.
I had no dog in the fight. I want him to score. I'll tell you, while Baker was driving down the field, even before they got the second Tez Johnson touchdown and before the onside kick attempt, which was close, even before all that, I'm like, I don't know. I was starting to rethink it. But in real time, I wanted him to score, and I thought it was the right move to score.
All right, so play this out real quick. So the Patriots score, and there is 1:31 left on the clock, I believe?
Yep, ish, yeah.
Give or take.
And Tampa has 2 timeouts, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's enough time there where, like, score, put yourself up by 2 scores. You know, it's not like you scored and now you're up by 8 or whatever. Like, you, because if you don't, let's say you get down there, they would get the ball back
down
if
8.
You don't score. No, they'd get the ball back. Yeah, down 8
if
or depending on what you're doing.
Right. I mean, if you kneel out and run clock and kick a field goal, they're down 8, right?
Yeah.
Do I have the math right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're,
I think it was the right play.
I also think anytime you can get it to a 2-score game. That's probably the right call, but they get that onside kick, we'd be singing a different tune.
I mean, Baker Mayfield goes 7 plays, 65 yards in under a minute. Under a minute of game clock went off, and then you gave up a touchdown. But now you're still at 5, and you have to make a good play on special teams.
I think the game's fascinating because there's a lot of good stuff to dissect, and we'll get to the end of half decision by Vrabel as well. What was intentional? What wasn't? How much credit does Vrabel get there? What was he actually up to? But I think the point is the Patriots did not play their best. They go into Tampa and beat what we think is a Super Bowl contender, if not a top-flight team, a Super Bowl contender. We had them certainly in our top 10 teams when we did tiers last week, Tampa Bay.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So now the Patriots have a win at Buffalo and a win at Tampa. And they have a bad loss. Vegas is a bad loss. Pittsburgh is looking like a worse and worse loss. It looked like a defendable loss there for a while. Pittsburgh is now losers of 3 of 4 and has a negative scoring differential. They looked awful that last night. That loss looks worse and worse. But the Patriots have one bad loss, Vegas, and two really good wins. I think that resume stacks up with anybody else in the AFC.
Yeah.
Indy has two great wins, Denver and the Chargers. They have really, honestly, defensible losses, the Rams, and then Pittsburgh, just like you. Denver has one great win, Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of nail-biter wins where they came back and had no business winning, or they won ugly in a low-scoring game like the Jets or the Thursday night game this past week against the Raiders. Their losses are to Indy and the Chargers. Pittsburgh's 5-4. I just said they've lost 3 out of 4. They have good wins, Pats and Colts. Chargers are 7-3, won 3 in a row. They beat the Chiefs and the Broncos. Pay attention to them. Buffalo's 6-3. They've beaten the Chiefs and the Ravens, although they've lost 3 out of 5 overall.
Yeah.
Jacksonville beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs have beaten Detroit and Baltimore. Like, I think you can stack up the Patriots' resume with any of those teams.
I got Rich Keefe stats and info for you.
Yes.
So, strength of schedule, the Patriots is at the bottom, right? Like, obviously, the overall schedule is really, really low. Strength of victory, right? So, when you're just factoring in the wins, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Patriots' strength of victory is identical to the Colts.
Okay,
same.
Yep.
Spider-Man meme. It's greater than the Broncos, greater than the Bills, and greater than the Chiefs. Now, they also have more wins, right, than those teams. But, like, I'm just saying, like, so it's weighted where, yeah, they did beat a couple of trash bag teams. But because they've beaten a couple of good teams, and even when you're going head-to-head, the Colts are 8-2. They because of tiebreakers, are the number one seed. And their strength of victory isn't any better than the Patriots. And the Pats is better than the Broncos. So of all the 8-win teams, it's not like they're this crazy outlier they've only beaten trash.
I think GetUp is asking the wrong question.
I agree.
Can they win the division?
Can they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. They should win the division. Now, the question is, can they win the AFC? Can they win a Super Bowl? That's now the question with this team, if you're asking the proper question, in my estimation. By the way, Hunter Henry, we mentioned, joined us earlier. He had some revealing things to say about that Henderson decision.
Yeah.
Number one, he wanted Henderson to slide. He also said the coaching staff, they didn't really talk about it because they didn't expect to pop a big play.
Yeah.
Which surprises me because I think the coaching staff is very dialed in right now. And I'll give you an example of that coming up. He also said a little bit of both when we asked him if Drake May was trying to score right before the half or not. So if you missed any of Hunter Henry, check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can hear the surprise question. Mm-hmm. He was not surprised about the Karen Reed verdict.
No, he was not.
Just a 15.
Yeah.
And also some good insight on some of their decision-making as it relates to the clock. Plus, we're normally joined on a Patriots Monday by Christian Ellis. He's hurt. He didn't join us today, but he would have been brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. That Diggs touchdown right before halftime, Keith, gave them the double score where they go from down 10-7 to taking the lead, 14-10. They score again coming out in the second half. Travion Henderson gets his first of two long touchdown runs to go from down 10-7 to up 21-10. The game really flipped on those two drives. Patriots go 14 plays, 78 yards. They end up scoring with no time left on a fourth down throw to Steph Diggs from 1 yard out to give themselves the lead. And they went on the first play, a QB sneak up the middle to Drake May for no gain. Travion Henderson, second and third down, no gain, no gain. And then they hit Diggs on an incredible catch in the corner of the end zone for his touchdown to give the Pats the lead. Great toe-tapping catch.
Awesome catch.
We were kind of talking through this earlier. Was Drake May trying to score?
Yeah.
Were they trying to run clock? I'd use that as an example of the coaching staff being super dialed in. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to give Baker the football. Didn't want Tampa to have an opportunity to score. Do you think they were trying to score on that play based on some of what we've heard today?
Well, now that we've heard everybody break it down, I would say no. They were trying to bleed clock because it was first and goal from the one. It's not like it was on the five and you were trying to figure it out from there. It was on the one. So I think they did that, bled clock down. But it almost came back to bite them because they needed every single chance they had. They couldn't just run it in, right? Henderson got stuffed twice. And then you have just a really difficult throw, catch, control, feed down play by Steph Diggs, which if you don't get, it's just so deflating. Like, yeah, you get the ball to start the second half, but you move the ball all the way down there. You know, you don't want to settle for a field goal, but if you do, the game's tied. So at least you should be walking away with points. And they get the touchdown, they take the lead, then they go up again, they do the old double score. So it worked out perfectly. But yeah, it sounds like May said they were. I think he was just trying to be like, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I was trying to
score. I
don't
want to give up any secrets or anything. Vrabel wouldn't answer it.
Yeah, so you want to hear them? So
yeah.
Can we play May first, Nick, if you don't mind? And just if you have it, let's hear from Drake May. Keith just kind of talked you through it, but here's how Drake May talked about that sequence right before half.
Drake, on the first down play at the end of the half there, how much of that were you thinking clock and just getting down, or were you legitimately trying to get
in? Yeah, I was trying to get in. You know, big Vita Vea. It ain't easy to get in with Vita standing there. So I know the clock, you know, I think the clock's a thing. So I ended up probably working out for us. But, you know, we ended up scoring. That's all that care. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't.
He didn't really want to tell you any secrets.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I think Hunter Henry was similar, too. He's like, well, a little bit of both. We're trying to do a little bit of both. It's like, well, were you trying to score? Were you not?
You can't do both.
And they don't want to say because, they don't want to get yelled at by coaches. I get that. But I think we can kind of glean their answer from their non-answers there. Here's Vrabel with a longer exchange on that sequence right before halftime.
Mike, can you talk about the end of the first half sequence? Did you tell Drake to go down on purpose on first down?
It was a huge, huge play for us on fourth down. Got confidence in our guys. And so to be able to have confidence in them at that moment and them come through, well, that's about players and not necessarily play. So I was really excited and proud of Steph and Drake for scoring when we were and being able to end the half with the football in our hands.
What about the first down? Were you working clock because of their timeout situation?
Like I said, we're just really excited that we could end the ball with in our hands at the end of the first half and then be able to come out in the second half.
Okay. I mean, again, I think that was his way of telling you, yeah, we were trying to run the clock there, and that's an example of the coaching staff being really dialed in. That's how I felt at the beginning of the day, but then I hear Hunter Henry when he's on with us going, well, yeah, we didn't really talk through the Travion Henderson long touchdown run, and I go, well, maybe they weren't quite as dialed in as I thought.
Yeah. But then again, he did look over to the sidelines, so even if they wanted him not to, he was smart enough, he was aware enough to be like, what should I do on this play? Let me double check.
Good point.
And if they said go, he went.
And I think overall,
that was a good heads-up play by him. Well, and no, I think it was, I know there's somebody arguing with us on the text line saying that you can just kneel it down. Well, you can't because they had two timeouts left.
Right.
And so, yeah, there wouldn't have been a ton of time left, but there would have been time.
And it would have been a one-score game.
Right. If you take the field goal, now you're up eight, and now they got to mark. I mean, it's tough, but so is scoring a touchdown, recovering an onside kick, and scoring another touchdown.
Right.
So I'd rather that.
I think it was the right one, but again, yeah. I was very much second-guessing the decision-making in real time, and it sounds like some of his teammates were too. Henry called it a learning experience, so I don't think he was fully on board even as of today. Yeah. 617-779-7937. That catch by Diggs was incredible.
Awesome.
And
so good.
I think his game was incredible. You wouldn't know it by looking at the box score, 5 for 46 and a touchdown. You go, well, who cares? That's not a great game. Diggs was highly impactful. Two of the biggest plays in the game were Steph Diggs, that touchdown before halftime and the onside recovery, which was not your run-of-the-mill, standard, easy onside recovery. He had to high point it. He took a massive hit. So Diggs was great in that game. Never mind, reportedly, reading some of the stories today, Mike Reese and others, he's kind of been staying on top of Travion Henderson to get more out of him. And yesterday they did.
No, and the onside recovery thing, too, is like, it's not like a stat that just like jumps out to you? Like at the end of the year, you're gonna be like, all right, how many touchdowns did he have? How many catches? How many yards? You know, what did the team do for wins? But like nobody's keeping track. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm sure guys on the team very much are. There are guys in the front office that are and all that stuff. But at the end of the year, like how many true number one receivers are taking giant shots on the hands team to recover a ball and prevent a team from maybe, you know, having a comeback? So yeah, that's one where I think the whole team already respected the hell out of him, and he's been such a leader. But that's just another big moment. Like, you're literally willing to take a shot like that for the team, which, yeah, you're like, oh, he's a football player. You should.
No, you should.
Top-end receiver guys might be like, hey, maybe I'm not going to be up at the front of the line on that.
It's a good point. Dave's in Auburn waiting patiently. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to bring up when the Bucs got that field goal. I don't think they deserve that field goal. We didn't pause the game, take a timeout. You don't have to throw the challenge flag. You just have to take a timeout and be like, what actually happened on that play? So the wide receiver catches the ball, tucks it in his arm, turns. Our defender, perfect technique play, perfect fundamental play, slaps the ball out of his hand. We end up recovering it. They would not have had that 3 points that actually made their decisions more difficult down the line by the end of the game. If we do that in the playoffs, we're screwed.
Okay. I think they've been pretty good on their challenges. What? I don't recall the exact play he's talking about.
Is he talking about one of those ones that like was not a catch at all?
Yes. Was it the one
to Otten?
Yeah, so I also think it was Otten. I'm trying to look through the game log to check it.
Yeah, I would say, even in slow-mo, it didn't look like. Usually in slow-mo, it was like, oh, look at the guy all the time in the world. Like, he barely held onto it long enough on that.
I mean, I don't know.
That seemed fine.
I'm all for nitpicking. That one seems
that was going to come back to bite him?
Pretty far down the list.
Disagree.
When they were up 2 scores late in the game.
Yeah.
And I think their operation, if this is his critique, they got to tighten things up on their reviews. I think they've been pretty good on it. The New Orleans game, I think their challenges.
Isn't Vrabel actually
win that
like
game.
The best at it? There's some stat that popped up. I don't know if it was.
His time he's over 50%.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I
think
be surprised.
He has the best percentage, like from Tennessee and this year combined, or whatever the stat was. I think a couple weeks ago it popped up during the game,
and that's Stryker.
Yes,
that's Stretch.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think that's an issue for them. Maybe on that specific play, I got to rewatch it. I don't remember that standing out in my head.
I don't think you need to rewatch that.
But I think they've been pretty good with that so far. By the way. Somebody called earlier. They said, what was their nickname for Steph Diggs again?
Oh, it was Camp Counselor.
I forgot. The Twitch chat said he already has a nickname. He's Mr. Make It Happen.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
That's what it is.
If you want the long version.
Yes, yes, Mr. yes. Mr. Make yes, It Happen. The full version. The formal version.
I'm Mr. Make It Happen on a
yeah,
Boat.
Yeah, that's like the Usted version.
It
is the whole
yeah, right.
thing.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is
yeah,
a
yeah.
self-proclaimed nickname, which I usually frown upon, but yeah. he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's better. If we're going to power rank nicknames, that's better than Camp Counselor.
Or if you want to combine what Tony Romo said yesterday, it could be Diggs TF. So DTF.
I like that yeah. too. That's a good nickname because yeah. you know he is.
Yeah.
This team is DTF, Jim.
Pretty clear.
Diggs TF.
Yep.
Because
I've seen a lot of things on Instagram that would suggest that he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.